MoneyWeb now on the money.
The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting now with Ernest North co-founder Naked Insurance. Ernest, appreciate the early morning again. Insurance excess, and I was going to say car insurance excess. I imagine you could do it in a household, but we're talking cars today. I mean, this is essentially what you pay regardless of the cost of the claim. It's usually, I don't know, 2, 3, 4, maybe 5,000 rand. And it gives you, I suppose, that certainty that if you do need to claim, this is what you're going to pay. But you can tweak it and adjust it and work it in your favor, perhaps.
Good morning, Simon. Yes, it's nice to be chatting to you. It is something that a lot of people don't pay enough attention to when they're buying car insurance. And it's very important that when you're insuring, you pick your cover that is most appropriate for you, that you understand what will happen in the case of a claim. And like you said, an excess is a mechanism that ensures that the insurer knows you have a little bit of skin in the game. The majority of the cover should be borne by the insurer themselves, but you as the policyholder will be on the hook for the first 2 or 3 grand, depending on what you pick. And it is a way of ensuring that every small little ding or little scratch is not being claimed for, which would have made insurance significantly more expensive.
I get that point 100%. And as I said, it's usually a set amount, but it could be a percentage. And there can be other T's and C's. For example, perhaps the age of the driver. If you've got a young driver, there might be a higher excess. Again, this is almost sort of a carrot and stick between the insurer and the client.
And that particular one, or that example of additional excesses, you mentioned the reference to age. Mm-hmm. There are other things like the time of night that you're driving or whether you have an accident in the first 6 months of the policy. South Africa is split at the moment between policies that where you have a basic excess, but then you have all these extra penalties that apply, which you need to go read somewhere in your small print, where there are certain policies. Sort of the new generation of insurance is saying the excess you pick is the only amount you'll pay. And so I think it's important to ensure that you understand your policy as to whether those extra penalties will apply, but specifically that you pick an amount that you're comfortable with. You need to budget for roughly 2 claims a year. Touch wood, it doesn't happen. But if 2 claims happen a year, can you afford the excess? So don't pick an excess of 10 grand if that's not something that's realistic for your financial position.
Because you can. I mean, as you say, the excesses are traditionally, 2,000-3,000 from my experiences of having insurance. And I think I've claimed once on my policy. But you can push that excess higher. Take your 3,000 excess to 10,000. Does that have a significant impact then on the premium?
Absolutely. And that's the beauty of doing things online and especially doing something on the app where you can play around with that excess, other dimensions of your cover as well. You can see how your premium changes. But especially in the case of your excess, we see a lot of people that are driving higher end cars, mm-hmm. and typically people that are in a better financial position increase their excess to 10,000 or even 20,000, and it drops their premium significantly. So you can play around on the app. The interesting thing is the data that we're seeing of how the difference between young people and old people, and on average, older people that are more experienced in doing insurance and probably have had the bad fortune of claiming in the past and know that it's something they need to budget for, on average, we're finding those people are picking slightly lower excesses and they're willing to pay a slightly higher premium, but they know that if a claim happens, they rather want a lower excess. So that data is very interesting, that it seems as though younger people are a little bit more brave in picking higher excesses.
And I suppose it really about managing cash flow. I mean, the question is, do I pay a little bit more every month, or do I take my excess higher and then sort of carry some of that risk in the sense, some of that burden, and putting that into the hand of the customer and saying it's your call how you want to manage it.
Absolutely. It is all about the customer understanding their own financial position, their own cash flow position, or easy access to funds should something happen. They know best what is best for them. So on the digital platform, manage your own policy. But there's another dimension that's very interesting. And I think for a customer to understand what their car is worth and to look at their excess as a percentage of the value of the car. So a guideline that we often give people is that it's certainly doable, but it's strange or out of the ordinary to pick an excess that's more than 2.5 or 3% of the value of your car. And so if your car is worth 200,000 Rand, our data shows that typically those people are picking an excess that is around 4,000 Rand. So between 2 and 2.5%. So I think it is an interesting guideline for consumers to go to understand what their car is worth and to follow the guideline that most of our customers are picking an excess that is below 3% of the value of their car.
Okay, that's a great number, because I've looked at that excess and I'm always like, I don't know, you know, is there a right number or is it just my cash flow? I like that. A number 3% or lower than the value of the car. We'll leave it there. Ernest North, co-founder, Naked Insurance. Appreciate the early morning. And that's our poll today, LinkedIn and Twitter. Have you increased your excess to reduce premiums? Or perhaps you've cut your excess? I mean, have you sort of looked at that and managed it as a part of your cash flow process? Have your vote, have your say, LinkedIn and Twitter. The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.